Hello. Hi, Michael. It's Nadine. I just missed your call.
I just got a message saying something about a phone conversation I need to have for a couple seconds.
Oh, that was with James. Let me reach out to him. Yeah, because what they're doing is they're working on your Google Business profile pages. They're merging them. Hold on real quick. Let me just chat with him real fast.
Grab shit off this fucking road. These people are stupid.
You know what? Is it crazy drivers today or what? People don't know how to drive this morning or something, because I'm like, oh my gosh.
They make up their own way to drive.
Yeah, I'm like, either that or you got someone in the slow lane or someone in the fast lane that's driving slow. I'm like, oh my gosh.
You know, we got a law in South Carolina. If you try to slow in the fast lane, they'll give you $100 ticket.
Really?
Yeah, but they don't enforce that fucking law. The police just stop a bunch of goddamn road rage.
Let me see what it says.
I heard all the big stores leaving California because y'all won't quit robbing them.
All the what?
All the big chain stores. All the luxury, they're doing
the
smash and grab.
Oh my gosh, it is so bad, Michael. Like, so bad. And you know what? All I gotta say is the governor that we have is making it even worse.
He's a piece of shit.
You know who I'm talking about, right?
Oh yeah, Gavin Newsom.
Yeah, he's like, it's so bad. I was at Smart and Final the other day, and I don't know if you guys have him out where you're at. But it's kind of like a wholesale, kind of like grocery, warehouse, whatever. And I'm in line, and all of a sudden, you see these two people running out with frozen food. I'm not even joking. They just walked right in, a guy and girl, and they ran right out with frozen food.
Well, you know, y'all got this stupid fucking law where you $995 a day and not go to jail.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy. And I even asked the checker. Hold on. Okay, I'm on the phone with him now. Okay. He's telling me it was James from our department that called. He says it's a phone verification. You're gonna get a code texted to you. Within a few seconds, he just needs to know what the code is when you get it. So I told him I'm on the phone with you right now.
Wow.
It should be arriving to you any second, the code. But I even asked the checker, I'm all, you guys can't stop them? She's like, no, why are we going to stop them? Why are we going to stop them? There's nothing we can do. All we can do is call the police, but by the time they get here, like, they're long gone. She's like,
well,
we're not going to jeopardize our own safety to try and stop them, like, you know?
You heard what
it's
I said,
crazy.
Right? Y'all
no,
have
I didn't.
Law. Y'all have a law in California that you can steal up to $995 a day.
Oh, yeah. And you don't go to jail. You get a ticket.
They will not prosecute you. That's right.
Isn't that crazy? You only get a ticket. That's like, that's why they're doing what they're doing. I don't go to the stores at night only because, and I tell my kids too, the girls, do not go shopping at night. Just please be very careful. Either that or take a male with you. You know what I mean?
You can't see a shotgun and a German Shepherd.
Yeah. You said it for me.
I'm barely. Even worse.
Did you get a text message, Michael, by chance?
A text message?
It's
oh,
a
yeah.
text. What's the numbers? It should be 6 digits.
It's not fucking, I'll tell you. It's 746-327.
746-327.
Yep, you got
perfect.
It.
Perfect. Awesome.
Perfect memory.
I try. Don't ask me anyone's phone number. I only memorize my husband's by heart. You know what he tells me? I know yours by heart because if I ever get in trouble, I know who to call. I'm like, yeah, you get in trouble, don't even bother.
They're going to say that shit. That's the thing. You're on your
own. Shit,
I can't call my mom and dad because them motherfuckers tell me I'm on my own.
Right?
Wasn't even my fault.
Right? I know.
No, I called the police on the next door neighbor.
Uh huh.
And then when they locked his ass up, he came over to my house. He goes, Michael. I said, what? He goes, you got to get in the back of the other car. I said, oh fuck no, I said, yeah, you got a warrant for your arrest. I said, well, what? He said, somebody wrote this check for $10,000 and you didn't do the work. I said, that's because I didn't know I got a check for $10,000. Told me who it was, and I said, are you kidding me? A salesperson took the fucking money, and I'm having Tony up for it? What the fuck?
Oh, man. What a bummer.
Yeah, the judge said you got 30 days. I thought you were going to watch it. I said, God damn it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so I don't have salesmen anymore. Fuck those motherfuckers. Holy
wow.
Shit.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
You hate to do this. I got jobs to do. I wasn't expecting this stupid shit. He goes, you'll be out in the morning. So I go to jail, right? And everybody in the motherfucking jailhouse, by the time I get out, they want a job. All the motherfuckers. He goes, can we get a job? I was like, yeah, that's why you fuckers are in here.
All of a sudden, you got a bunch of employees.
Right.
That's so funny.
I said, if I was still slinging dope, y'all have a job. I could tell you that.
Oh, my gosh. You're so funny. All right. Well, Michael, I'm glad we got your code. So now they're already processing. So soon we'll be merging those two profiles to only keep the one profile that has the reviews, and you'll be good on that end. Okay?
Y'all are miracle workers. I swear to God, y'all are.
Thank you for being attentive. Well, we try to stay on top of everything and try to get the process as quickly done as possible. You know what I mean? So.
But I'll tell you, I got a million fucking stories. I'm an old motherfucker. I lived in the fast lane when I was younger.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't drive fast enough in that lane. I'm telling you, I burnt the...
Oh, my goodness. Well, yeah, listen.
I should have joined
drive
the military.
Drive safely. Yeah. You were in the military?
No, I should have joined the military. I didn't.
Yeah,
that,
you should have. I could have sworn you were.
No, I should have joined the fucking military. I'd be dead or I'd be a general, either one.
I was just going to picture you being a general.
My favorite person in the military of all time is Oliver North. Do you know who he is?
No, I don't. I'll need to look it up.
Yeah, you look him up. He was a great guy. When I was at Clemson, they tried to lock his ass up for the Iran-Contra affair. He was trading guns for cocaine because he was trying to get them to quit selling cocaine, and then the CIA started selling the cocaine.
Oh, my God. I know who you're talking about. He's the former president of the National Rifle Association, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
You know that Tom Cruise Made in America movie?
Yes.
That was about him. Yeah, that was about him.
No way. I'm going to have to watch that movie again now.
Yeah.
All right.
I knew some of those guys that not the guys in the movie, but the guys in real life.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
All right, my dear. Well, have a good weekend. I'm glad we got that taken care of. Don't forget about the insurance.
Yeah, come on, motherfuckers. Get the fuck over.
Okay. Drive safely, please.
Are you sending me over? Fuck, don't run me in the ass. Okay, there we go.
All right, I'll talk to you later, Michael. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Uh-huh.